Blog Talk Radio.
Will everyone please listen to this broadcast? Hear me out. I'm Curtis Clinton. My podcast is Get an A-plus in Country. A fine president with 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. And I've been saying get an A-plus in Country because a long time ago I realized there was more than just making America great again. There was more than just having a Congress intact. There was more than that that we needed. And I've been saying such. And the audience has swelled to maybe 60,000, 100,000. That's not enough to put a new person into the White House as president. Someone who deserves to be in the White House by reason of his interests, his caring, and because he's committed to seeing that everyone has a better life than he has. Because my life has been a struggle. My family still struggles. Our home is evidence of our struggles. We can't even fix things in our home. I don't want to give you a rundown because it is not only embarrassing, but it's very telltale. And you would say, my gosh, this guy, he has no income. They can't do. How are we going to do? Well, there's a way to redirect waste and mismanagement within our government. There is a way to circle the wagon, so to speak, but not in the same context as Donald Trump is suggesting. There are ways of handling immigration the way they should be handled. That's what I'm speaking to you about. And I wish that you would listen to me. And so I hope that everyone here, maybe here, can bring many more here and tune in to past episodes. Good luck. I don't know. I know I can. I don't know how you can. But that's if you really care, you can find out. I heard Donald Trump speak today. He's normalizing, but he forgets one thing. Of course he can start on the very first day and move towards these things like I am, like I will. But there are a bit more complications involved that have to be considered. Sure, there's a Constitution, but there's a Congress. And if Donald Trump gets into the White House and or if Hillary Clinton gets into the White House, there will be some brushback. There will be some antagonism and animosity, and there will be some that will continue to thwart either one because they represent a political party. Not only that, but they represent the Clinton family and the Trump family. There's a lot of stuff that's been coming out. I have no script, and I want you to understand that. And I pretty much bypassed my greeting, but guess what? It's no longer 5:30 here in Northern Virginia. It's probably about 5:35, but hello, America. Hello, all 50 states, our District of Columbia and territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. And, of course, hello, Tink. It is the 27th of August, Saturday, 2016. I did some good deeds today, and I was pleased. I gave some discount admission coupons, or I gave a discount admission coupon to a person who was elderly and stricken with a lot of ailments because he doesn't make any money. I don't make any money, but I'm in better shape than he is, and that's important. But that's not where I'm going with this. There are some valuable things said by Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. My fear is that Donald Trump's boasting and boisterousness will impair what he wants to do. And it takes a little bit more skill and sensitivity that was needed in what he wants to do. I don't believe Hillary Clinton has the tact, and I don't believe that Donald Trump has the tact, T-A-C-T, to get across things that we need. Some of the things that we need are not as popular to a large number of members in Congress. They are above our difficulties. They are above our hardships. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are above our hardships. They may see our hardships. They may try to understand. But unless you live, what was that? Until you walk in the shoes of, I have one better. Until you have lived the hardships that is out there by people, until you do, you will never fully understand and you will never fully commit yourself. And that is the truth. Because we've seen it time in and time again. We've seen it with President Obama. He did not eliminate or reduce discrimination. You know, there was a comment made that the mayor of Chicago is Ron Emanuel, one of President Obama's former chief aides, and he can't even govern Chicago. I think he failed his appointment in the White House. I think he's failing Chicago. And guess what? He is. Look at the difficulties. Look at the shootings. Look at the problems he has with law enforcement. Here is an experienced politician with a lot of backing from the White House. And he couldn't pull it out. How do you expect me to pull it out? Well, I expect to pull it out. I expect you to see how I will pull it out in this manner. Because I am simply not a politician, because what I say is true and right and good, we will all join in. Of course, there will be 15% of the American population that is set on criminality and greed and stealing and running fraudulent charities. Nobody's mentioned the charities. How do you stop the charities? That's what I'm speaking to. There is so much that has to get done, and it's not getting done. Because people of our ilk, the majority of Americans see under a yearly income of $200,000. Do you know how many of us there are? And yet we don't control one half the Congress. We don't have input to one half the Congress. But we need six-tenths to get things passed. We don't have that influence. And the only way to get that influence is to vote for someone unknown from the population who, with that mandate, has some street cred. In every town, in every city, every village. What was that? It takes a village? Yeah, it takes all of you. Join together and look, I'm not the usual presidential candidate. I'm a person who saw problems and said, something has to happen. Who is there? No one has come forward in 8.5 years. No one worthy of all of us has come forward. Now, am I worthy? To an extent. Am I very worthy? Yeah, to an extent. Am I perfectly worthy? I was going to say no, but I have to say to an extent, because the life I live, the sacrifices I go through, and the disappointments and the hardships that we live through make me that worthiness to be in the White House, to lead all of us, rich and poor, rich and middle income. I understand the rich, having gotten to where they are, can't do much about them. They can help us in some respects, but not all. We need a new economy. We don't need what is being said. Trade agreements are only one aspect. We need a new economy. We need new guidelines. We need new fairness imposed on all of us. It's a democracy. We are free, but we are not free to be callous. That's not in a perfect society. That's not in a great country. There's greed out there. the pharmaceuticals that raised their prices 600%, the CEOs. Yes, if I get into the White House, I will charge towards them. And I will try to inflict the common sense that they need to be worthy citizens of our country. Not wealthy citizens, but worthy citizens. Yes, I will push the things that are fair. Some will not like it. The majority will. So do we do as Star Trek, do for one over the many, like with Spock? Or do we do one for the many over the one for the Starship Enterprise and Captain Kirk and Spock saving the Enterprise? We have an Enterprise before us. It's called America. It's great because of its principles and history, but it's not as great as it could be or should be. Other countries are right when they say, look, you have discrimination, you have shooting in the streets, you have gun crime all over the place. They are right. They will always be right unless we change. Change, the word change. Well, let's call it growing up. Let's grow out of our greed. Let's grow out of our mental frailty. Let's grow out of our stupid education that exists. Let's make realistic, good education. Let's make values where they belong within people. And how do you do that? Well, you have to do it to someone who is not up before you on TV spending millions of dollars before you. You pretty much have to do it for a Gandhi or a Pope. Maybe I'm a prince. It was said that my genealogy goes back to a kingdom. Now, that could just be a lot of BS. But when I walked into a Rockefeller in Austria, someone came up to me and said, you look like the prince. There's many movies out there where people look like someone else and mistaken and things of that nature. But I was always intrigued by that. You look like our prince. Well, I could be princely, but right now, on a very small scale, because all I can give to this person with a dollar discount, I don't have the money to keep giving to so many people. We give, but we still don't have the money to be extremely generous. We don't have the money to give a tithe because we are so far behind by 3 and 4 tithes in caring for our children. $50 in repairing our home, $20 in repairing our bodies. So I like what Donald Trump said, but it has to be preceded with tact and progression. And yes, you could start the first day. I intend to start the first day. If I get on TV, I will give you 100 things that I will do. And because I'm not getting on TV, because nobody among you knows anybody or it hasn't happened, it's okay. But I will read the 100 things just to start with. Hopefully that very first day in the White House, Inauguration Day. What time does it take place? 2 in the afternoon. Yeah, that gives me like, if I work 9 to 5, that means I have to work some overtime. Well, I could sign 100 requests. They're not presidential edicts. If I have the ability to have gotten into the White House with such a avalanche of votes, then I will have some street cred, and I will have. But in December, November, I could make contacts with lots of people and let them know what to expect, and let's try to get going. And that may be our first day with some successes. I want to know Congress. I want them to know me. I want them to get along with me, and I want things done very quickly, things that need to get done. You look to the Affordable Health Care Act. Why don't you look to affordable living, presented by Kurt Clinton? That's what I'm about. And I can do it. In every job that I've been in, I've always found better ways to do the job. There's not been one job where I did not say, hey, I can do better. This could be done better. I have not found the one job, and maybe it exists. Maybe it exists on these animal reserves, and maybe it exists with people taking care of elderly, and maybe taking care of their elder parents or adopted children, orphaned children. Maybe. If I get in the White House, there will be a push for humanity by everybody. And I will be pushing. I'll be pushing drugs out of our country. I'll be pushing crime into a black hole that it cannot escape. I don't know how they do that. Like a black hole thing, kind of. Excuse me. I'm leaning in a lounge, and I'm not leaning up against it properly, and so my back is curving. The dogs are coming, so hold on. You know, there's a lot of vindictiveness that needs to be acted upon. But I'm watching a movie with Garner and robots, Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, and Wyatt Earp insists on doing things legally. And if I commit any crime in the White House, it will be doing something for the good of our country, for the greater good of our country. And I may employ a technique that some will cheer and some will frown upon, maybe. And it may be a little bit stretching the powers of the office. If I have to spend 5 years in prison, give America the greatest presidency it has up till now, along with George Washington, and we consider Abraham Lincoln, and there are a few others, and it's all worth it. Only I can introduce the things that need to get done in our country, because I've been speaking to them and nobody else has. What I say is, people speak of a unicorn. People speak of someone coming out of nowhere to win the election, because people are fed up with what's going on now. I am not a savior. I'm not a messiah. But I'm someone who is an apostle who can do good things. We have a lot of religions in our country, different faiths. And they stand opposite on a few points, in conjunction with the belief in God. But how we get there, how we say, what we think of others, to say that if you're not Christian, you're not going to heaven, to say that if you're not Muslim, you need to be converted, there's something wrong. If you're Jewish and you don't accept Goyim, there's something wrong. And if you're a Baptist, Southern Baptist, or whatever, universal, but you don't accept the color of people, there's something wrong. I wish this talk could go out to everyone, because everyone will see that I speak the peace that needs to be spoken. And I speak about the pieces that need to be put together for a better America. Let's start with an A-plus in America. an A-plus in country, support of our country, and then we move forward. We must care for veterans who've given their arms, legs, minds, lives, their families. We must. It is our obligation. It will be your obligation because I will make it such. You didn't join the military. You avoided the draft. You avoided getting shot. Fine. Now you will obligate yourself to care for the single-parent families. First from our veterans and then from the matters and victims of crime. How many spouses have been taken in crime? And single women and single men having to raise families. America, I will lead you in these directions. If you like it or not, if you don't like it, never listen to me again. I now throw down the gauntlet for the White House. I want the job. There are a few things that are more important. But they may come in time. I only have time for this once, and it's now. I only wish someone could hear me. I can only make some difference. I need help from others to make the other difference. I need to be seen by our country. I don't need donors. A writing ballot is sufficient. It's 5:57, I believe. Or it's 5:51, I can't tell. Excuse me. No, it should be 5:51, because I've been on air. I've called in for 23 minutes, so that gives us 7 minutes more. Minus 2 minutes before. I have some capability. I'm not the ideal presidential candidate, but my ideals will make me into the better person in the White House. It's not just what I believe, it's what I know. Why would I do this stupid thing? Why would I delude people? Why would I delude my family? Why would I delude myself? I have no delusion that I will be in the White House. None. In fact, I have very little chance. But unless I give you that chance, the chance that I'm giving you, you will never have it with anybody else. That's why I'm here. I give you those chances that you will not have with Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, with either the Democrat or the Republican parties. The Green Party people will love some of the things that I do. I'm telling you. I'm here to make things better for all of us, to make things less better for criminals, and to dissuade criminals from crime, I need to make the price of crime so high, so detestable, so disgusting, that it will flush criminal thought out of people's minds. But that's not a cure. We need to be cured of the criminal mindset, the kids that go in and shoot store clerks, that break into homes and steal jewelry. We need to stop drugs. Some of this is drug propelled. America, it's up to you. And so far, you've cheated yourselves. You've cheated the dream for me to be in the White House to help all of us. I go on because there's hope, although it's dwindling. Politicians are rolling along, and I am not. And I will not succumb to money. With that, I'll give you back some of Saturday. Do a good deed today. Help someone less fortunate than you. I bid you all a good day. Be well. See to it. I'm Kirk Clinton. I'm C2. I'm on radio because I took a chance. I had courage. I still have courage. I go get things. I'm a doer. Right now I am hopeless and hopeless in trying to help you. There's only one job that I can do to help you. And that's a job in the White House. I will not benefit from being atop the feeding chain. I do not believe it. 120 million write-in ballots. That's the price for the new country. Or that's the price of a makeover and a turnaround. Getting an A-plus before the countries around the world respect us again the way we could be respected. For Clinton, 120 million write-in ballots, they have no running mate. Unless all of you be my running mate. I think it's the person who gets the next most votes. That means Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump could be my surrogates. They have assets, but I want to use assets cleanly, properly, honestly. I don't want my hands to be forced.